The water rising from this spring is warm. Touch it, not the pool, but the overflow channel on the side. Feel that. 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. 115 Fahrenheit. It's been exactly this temperature for at least 10,000 years. Every day, 1.17 million liters of geothermally heated water rise from a fault line deep beneath Bath. The water that touches your hand fell as rain somewhere in the Mendip Hills between 6,000 and 10,000 years ago. It percolated down through limestone to a depth of nearly 3 miles, was heated by the Earth's core, and rose back up through the same fault line that the Romans built a temple on top of. The Romans didn't discover the hot springs. The Celts were here first. They dedicated the springs to Sulis, a goddess of healing and cursing, a deity of the waters who could cure your illness or destroy your enemy, depending on how you asked. When the Romans arrived in the 1st century AD, they did something clever. They didn't replace Sulis. They merged her with Minerva, the Roman goddess of wisdom and strategic warfare, and called the site Aquae Sulis, the waters of Sulis. The temple they built served both deities. The Gorgon's head on the temple pediment, which you can see in the museum, has a male face, a wild beard, and snakes for hair. It's not Medusa. It's something older. Something Celtic wearing a Roman mask. Thousands of curse tablets have been found in the springs. Small sheets of lead or pewter, inscribed with messages to the goddess, rolled up and thrown into the water. May the person who stole my gloves lose the use of their hands. I give to Sulis the person who took my bathing tunic, whether man or woman, slave or free. These are legal petitions to a divine court. The specificity is extraordinary. People named suspects. They listed the stolen items. They requested specific punishments. The baths themselves were an engineering marvel: heated rooms, cold plunge pools, steam rooms, and a central hall that held a pool the size of a modern swimming pool, lined with lead and fed by the hot spring through lead pipes. The Romans bathed here for over 4 centuries. When the empire fell, the roof collapsed. The drainage failed. The baths flooded and disappeared under centuries of mud. They weren't rediscovered until the 18th century, when Georgian developers building a new pump room broke through into the Roman chambers below. The spring is still flowing. The goddess was never killed, just buried. Like the water, she waited underground until someone dug deep enough to find her.